Bien, mi gente, bienvenidos al podcast de los Clecas del Deporte. En esta ocasión estamos honrados con tener con nosotros uno de los grandes prospectos del equipo de Puerto Rico y de los Sacramento Kings, Isaiah Red Piñeiro. Hello, Isaiah.
How's it going?
Yeah, we're doing good and you're doing better, right? So you've had a steep climb the last year, and we wanted to know, what was the first sport that you practiced when you were growing up?
I think the first sport I got into was soccer. My dad was my coach, and my sister and my older brother both played. But yeah, I think soccer would be the first sport, and then I later got into baseball and basketball.
You started playing basketball. Was it your favorite sport at the time?
Growing up, baseball was actually my first sport. I did travel ball. I loved it. And then in high school, I started getting more serious about basketball. And then that's when my love for basketball really accelerated and grew. And that's when it became my main sport.
So you were like a late bloomer, right? You excelled at your high school, and then you went to the University of San Diego. How was your time at the university? You had really high field goal percentage, really high free throw percentage. So how did you develop so quickly into becoming such an effective player?
I mean, just hard work. I mean, there's no real way around it. Just committing myself to the game and staying in the gym and working tirelessly throughout the years to get to the point where I'm at now.
So you became the all-time leader in single-season scoring for the University of San Diego and won the All-West Coast Conference first-team honors, right? Did you expect to be drafted in this past NBA draft?
I had hopes, but I knew that regardless of what happened that night, it wasn't the end of my journey. It wasn't going to break me. It'd be amazing to get drafted, but if it didn't happen, which it didn't, it wasn't the end for me, and I knew that I could still make the NBA even without getting drafted.
So you kept working, right? You went to the NBA Summer League. How different was the quality of the play in the Summer League from your college play?
Yeah, I mean, I played against a lot of the guys throughout the year that I faced in summer league in college, but it's just such a faster, more physical game. And I think that's the biggest difference, is that it's just played at a completely different speed, and everyone is bigger, faster, and stronger, so you have to be that much better and that much ready game in and game out.
You had a great showing there and were contacted by the Sacramento Kings, right? You were given an Exhibit 10 contract. Who was your favorite Sacramento King when you were growing up?
Oh, man. Probably Chris Webber. He was an amazing player. And then he was an all-around amazing player.
Were the Lakers your favorite team, or was it the Kings? Who did you favor growing up from the California teams?
It was a tough one for me. It was always a struggle because I was born in the LA area, but then I grew up in Sacramento. So LA and Sacramento are both like my homes. So, I think I'm a little more of a, I was a little more of a Lakers fan, but now that I'm on the Kings, obviously, they're my favorite team in the NBA.
How was it to meet Vlade Divac?
It was awesome. It was a really cool experience, and just to meet everyone there, all their ex-players. I mean, Bobby Jackson, me and him got a good relationship now, I would say, after Summer League, and meeting Vlade. It was really cool.
So you expressed your desire to play for the Puerto Rican national team. How was the approach from the Basketball Federation? Did they contact you before the draft, after your signing? When was the first contact made?
I'm not sure. They contacted me early in the summer, expressing interest in me coming out and playing, and then I wasn't originally going to play. I was going to focus on the NBA, and then they just stayed at it and really recruited me, and then last week they called me and my agent thought we already had the Kings contract in hand. It was set up, and so we thought it was a really good opportunity for me to play in the World Cup and represent my country and spend a month with some really good pros and develop my game.
What's your expectation? Do you have like an idea of minutes, or are you starting coming from the bench? What is your expectation on the team?
No, I don't know what my role on the team is going to be. We're waiting for the whole team to get there and for practices to really kick off and get competitive. But whatever it is, I'm more than committed to whatever my role is going to be. If it is starting, that's amazing. If it is coming off the bench, if I'm in very limited minutes, then that's what it is. I know it's my first World Cup, but I think, it's going to be a great experience for me. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to compete to get that starting spot. And so every day in practice, I'm going to work my hardest to hopefully start when the time of our first game is.
Have you practiced already with the team?
Yeah, we've had some the pre-selection training. And so some of the guys are out here, and we've had practice, and it's been really fun. It's been good the last couple of days.
Have they gotten physical with you, or it's just like drills and things like that?
More drills. We've played a little, but nothing crazy yet. The action will kick up when we get to China.
We had this controversy on the team. John Holland, who used to play on the G League, he was supposedly asking for a set quantity of money. Was there any talk among the players about this situation?
No, I mean, that's his personal decision. And so I personally don't know him. I know the other guys on the team have played with him in the past. So I didn't hear anything, but it was his personal decision. And so we have to respect his decision as a player.
Like, the league suspended him for not answering the call, right? They've done some exceptions, right? Like, if you're in the middle of the season and you say you can come, they don't suspend you. But, if you don't have to say an excuse, they say you're obligated to come. What do you think about this? Should people be made to play for their country, or should it be like whoever wants it the most, right?
Yeah, I don't think it should be an obligation. I think it should more be an opportunity. And for me personally, when the opportunity arose, I jumped right on it. I think it's a great opportunity, and it brings me a lot of pride and achievement to be able to represent my country and to have that Puerto Rico across my jersey. So I don't think it should be an obligation, because then the excitement of it is getting taken away. So I think it's more of it should be on the player's decision.
So now, this World Cup, you're in a group which has quality big men, right? They're not the greatest teams, but a quality big man. It would be very physical. Do you have any particular thing in your game that you want to develop throughout this World Championship, or is it just concentrating on getting the wins one by one?
Yeah, no, we just have to go into each game, focus on that game, and try to win that game. And then after we get the results from that game, we'll recoup and then start a game plan for the next game. But we can't look at, obviously we have three games, but we have to take it one day at a time and one game at a time.
It's a great attitude you have, and we're fortunate to have you on the World Championship team. So we hope this is the start, right, of many good things in the NBA and on the international stage. So a lot of thanks for your time. Any message you want to give to your fans here in Puerto Rico?
No, just thank you for having me, and thank you for all the support. Like you said, I hope this is the beginning of a long time, many years of me representing Puerto Rico. So stay with my journey, and I hope to be back here next time. Thank you.
That's great to hear. Thank you, Isaiah.